This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi, I'm Neil Pritchard. I'm from Warrington. I'm currently on week two of my training on the plumbing course.
Hi, Neil.
Hi there. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, thank you. So, Neil, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
My job as an area sales manager for the shipping company that I work for is to manage a portfolio of clients. I've got something like 250 clients across the north of England that are clients of ours that either give us some business, a lot of business, or no business at all. Those that give us a lot of business, it's my job to account manage them, to make sure that everything they're expecting that we deliver on is being delivered. For those accounts that don't give us any business, my job is to try and convince them to actually use our services and use my company for their, in this particular case, their export needs. So it's both account management and sales.
So how are you sort of balancing it around studying your course then?
Managing time very carefully, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Have you got any, study tips or anything that you use that have found that have worked for you well?
I think the only thing I would say is be disciplined. So if you're going to say, right, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to work, do it. Because the easiest thing is to say, I'll leave that till the following night and you never do it. So the idea is to sort of really look at your own life, you know, what happens. If you play football on a Monday night, don't do your study on a Monday night. You know, if you always go out for a beer on a Friday night, don't do your study on a Friday night. So pick the nights that you're not doing anything. Set aside an hour and a half, and do it that way.
Let's talk about plumbing then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
No.
Why plumbing then? Why did you decide to do it?
Basically, I applied originally to look at an electrician's course, and the sales guy basically sort of talked me around to not doing electrics and doing plumbing instead. He said, when you walk into somebody's house, no one says, oh, that's a nice piece of electrical work you got behind that stud work. Basically, people do walk in and go, that's a nice kitchen, that's a nice bathroom. Where'd you get that done?
So are you glad you chose plumbing then? Are you enjoying it so far?
The coursework, yeah. The practical. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the practical. I'm learning a lot, if I'm honest.
What do you think of it? Because you're down in Southampton at the moment.
Yeah.
What do you think of it down in Southampton then?
I lived here for 10 years, so the reason I'm down here is because my mother-in-law lives down here, so I get 2 weeks free board and lodgings.
That's good then. So so you're on your second week.
Yep.
What are you doing this week then?
At the moment, we're doing a bathroom fit. So that's sort of almost your first fit, measure out, putting in the water pipes, which we've just actually finished just before I came down here. So we've done all of that, pressure tested it, water tested it, and now it's a case to look to actually put the fittings in, toilet, basin, bath.
What are your plans then when you finish your course?
Basically, all I ever wanted to do, and all I ever want to do, is to have a good, sound knowledge of basic plumbing that I can... My sort of aim is like to target the end of the market where I would say sort of general run-of-the-mill plumbers ain't interested in, i.e. coming to change a kitchen sink, tap, plumbing in a washing machine, doing the little jobs. I don't intend to take plumbing up as a full-time career. I think I'm a bit too late in the day for that.
So, Neil, basically, if anyone's listening to this interview and wants to train as a plumber... or is thinking about retraining, have you got any advice for them about what they should do?
I would say think very carefully about what you want to do and work out what level you want to get to. So I think just be careful and work out what it is you as an individual want to do. What's your end goal? What's your end plan?
That's great, Neil. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.